Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today will be in John chapter 10, verses 14 through 21. But before we begin with the text, let's take a moment to focus on praising the Lord. The psalmist said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." Every day we should praise the Lord. So what is one thing for which we can praise the Lord for today? Well, I encourage you, praise the Lord today for His faithfulness. His faithfulness. His faithfulness reminds us that God never fails. He never grows tired of being there for us, and He never abandons a promise. Psalm 89:8, "Lord God of armies, who is strong like you, Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you." Psalm 119:90, "Your faithfulness is for all generations. You establish the earth and it stands firm." We praise you, Lord, today for your faithfulness. Now let's focus on our Bible passage. If you've been with us in recent devotions, you know we're in John chapter 10, and we're studying this parable, this illustration that Jesus gives that includes a shepherd, it includes a sheep pen, it includes sheep, it includes a gate, it includes thieves. It's a complex parable, but it teaches us some important truths. We pick up in verse 14. "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." And then it continues in 15, "Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep." So Jesus draws this very interesting comparison between the relationship that he has with the Father. He says, "Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father," he compares that to the relationship that we have with him. "I know my own and the own and my own know me." And I just think that's interesting. The relationship Jesus has with the Father, there is a part of that that is parallel with a relationship that we have with Jesus, and that's a beautiful thing. Look at verse 16. "But I have other sheep that are not from this sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock, one shepherd." Now, many people get this verse confused, and they will suggest that this verse teaches that there are other ways to the Father, that there is the message of Jesus, but then there are other people who come to God in other ways, maybe other people at other times or in other places around the world. But that is not what Jesus is saying. We must remember, Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." We saw just a devotion or two ago, John chapter 10, verse 9, where Jesus said, "I am the gate. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will come and go out and find pasture." Jesus says that he is the only way. He is the only door. He is the only gate. So when he says here that he has sheep in another pen, he's not talking about a different way to get to the Father. He's talking about the Gentiles. So we said when we were beginning our study of John chapter 10 that that sheep pen represented Israel. And he's calling these sheep, these people from the nation of Israel. But there are other sheep. There are those who are outside of Israel. And that's an encouragement to us, the Gentiles. We are Gentiles, most of us listening or watching this. So this is encouragement to us that God wants to save us as well. It's also an encouragement for missions. We should go and share the gospel because God wants to save all people. Look at verse 17. "This is why the Father loves me, because I laid down my life so that I may take it up again." One of the reasons he says here, one of many reasons, but one of the reasons that the Father loves Jesus is what? Well, the Father loves Jesus because Jesus lays down his life for us. Now, that says something about Jesus that we'll focus on in the next verses, but it also says something about the Father. So the Father loves Jesus because Jesus loves us. Look at verse 18. Jesus says, "No one takes it from me." He's speaking of his life. He's speaking of death. "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." So who took Jesus' life? Who killed him? Well, it wasn't really Pilate and the Jews, though they had a hand in that. John 19:11, Jesus says to Pilate, "You would have no authority over me at all if it hadn't been given you from above." God was in charge throughout the entire trial, crucifixion, and resurrection of Christ. No, we see here in this verse, Jesus says that he laid down his own life. I think of John 19:30. It says, "When Jesus had received the sour wine," this is when he's on the cross, "when he had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And then, bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." Jesus laid down his own life. And this verse tells us, Jesus tells us, that he raised himself back up again. He demonstrates that Jesus has power over death. He died and he resurrected himself. So Jesus has the power over life and death, crucifixion and resurrection. But we see here right at the end of this verse that that authority originated with the Father. Look at the next three verses, and we'll wrap up with these. Verse 19, again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Verse 20, many of them were saying, "He has a demon and he's crazy. Why do you listen to him?" Others, verse 21, were saying, "These aren't the words of someone who is demon-possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of a blind man?" We saw that in chapter 9. So people are split. People continue to be split over Jesus' identity, and that's true right through to today. It's interesting. Jesus said at the beginning of John chapter 10, "I am the door." And the door provides a way for people to come into the family of God, but the door also shuts some out. Those who refuse to believe and trust in Jesus are shut out by the door, and the door is Jesus. It's impossible, really, to be neutral about Jesus, and we see that right here in this passage. So what does all of this teach us? Well, many things, but the good news that Jesus, of his own accord, with the authority from the Father, he chose to lay down his life for us. That is good news indeed. It says something of our value in the eyes of Jesus. Jesus valued us, loves us enough to lay down, to choose to lay down his life for us. Then the fact that the Father loved the Son because he did this, well, that just reaffirms God's love for us. We should feel greatly valued and greatly loved by the Lord. What an encouraging passage. Let me give you something to be thankful for as we wrap up today. The Bible says to offer to God thanksgiving. This is something we should do daily. So what's one thing today that you can be especially thankful for? I would encourage you to be thankful for the Bible teachers in your life. I want you to be thankful for the Bible teachers in the life of your family members. Think of those that may teach your children or your grandchildren the Word of God. Think of your Sunday school teachers. Think of our youth minister and children's minister and college minister and those who do ladies' Bible studies and men's Bible studies. Let's be thankful for the people that God uses to teach us and to teach our family God's Word. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.